Nolte, Variety fabricates hoaxtroversy about Dark Fate's Lady Terminator. By John Nolte on July 11, 2019. Hot on the heels of the hoaxtroversy involving that representative Alexandria Ocasio-Crazy's dancing video and the even dumber hoaxtroversy about Disney casting a black actress as their Little Mermaid. We already have an all-new hoaxtroversy about the Lady Terminator and the upcoming Terminator, Dark Fate. Variety's dramatic, in-your-face headline reads. Terminator, Dark Fate director, why Mackenzie Davis will scare the F out of misogynists. Shouldn't it be misogynists? Anyway. You're on notice, misogynists, that the fuck is about to be scared out of you. That's right, when this movie is over all your fuck will be gone. No more fuck will you have, you bad, bad misogynists. This Variety story is my favorite kind of fake news. Because not only does it involve a hoaxtroversy, a fabricated controversy that allows left-wing Hollywood elitists and their media sycophants to pretend they're Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., but it's also a heaping pile of fake news like we saw with Black Panther and Captain Marvel, where everyone pretends this latest movie is a first. Is the movie equivalent of Jackie Robinson or Neil Armstrong? Before we get to all the lies and fake news, all you need to know is that in Dark Fate the Protector Terminator is played by actress Mackenzie Davis. Now to the lies and fake news. Variety, Mackenzie Davis and her character Grace feel like something very new for a franchise like this. What brought her here? Terminator, Dark Fate director Tim Miller. From the very first suggestion it was always a woman. We had to look for someone who has the physicality, but I'm very sensitive to actors. I didn't just want a woman who could physically fit the role but emotionally as well. Mackenzie really wanted to do it, she came after the role. She worked harder than anybody. Variety, an early Dark Fate poster received backlash, calling Davis and her co-stars feminazis and other chauvinist hate speech. How do you think she'll be received in the room at Comic-Con? Tim Miller, if you're at all enlightened, she'll play like gangbusters. If you're a closet misogynist, she'll scare the FK out of you. Because she's tough and strong but very feminine. We did not trade certain gender traits for others, she's just very strong, and that frightens some dudes. You can see online the responses to some of the early ST that's out there, trolls on the internet. I don't give a FK. So let's take these whopping whoppers one by one. Let's start with. Lie number 1. Mackenzie Davis and her character Grace feel like something very new for a franchise like this. What brought her here? New? Very new? Glamour. Could someone please inform the liars at Variety that a woman action hero is as old as Pam Grier? Could someone inform Variety that a woman action hero in a Terminator movie is a 29-year-old idea that reaches all the way back to 1991's Terminator 2? Judgment Day, where Linda Hamilton kicked all kinds of butt and became one of the most popular and beloved characters in movie history. Wait, I'm not done yet. Could someone inform Variety that a Lady Terminator is a 16-year-old idea that reaches all the way back to 2003's Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines? And now we get to my favorite part. Could someone inform Variety that a Lady Terminator Protector is an 11-year-old idea that reaches all the way back to 2008's Terminator, The Sarah Connor Chronicles? There is nothing, and I mean nothing, new or progressive or envelope pushing about Dark Fate. Which is why you hear a collective shrug every time that truly awful trailer plays. Lie number 2. An early Dark Fate poster received backlash, calling Davis and her co-stars feminazis and other chauvinist hate speech. How do you think she'll be received in the room at Comic-Con? Other than the awfulness of the Dark Fate trailer, which has nothing to do with vagina, the only backlash I could find is this. A handful of nobodies in a country of over 330 million. And if you bother to click on the actual examples, you will find that even this is fake news because 3 of the 7 sexist examples have nothing to do with vagina. Lie number 3. If you're at all enlightened, she'll play like gangbusters. Oh, so if we don't like a particular actress, it has nothing to do with the director making a terrible choice and everything to do with our lack of enlightenment. Which now forces me to admit one of those things you are definitely not supposed to admit to in 21st century America. My problem with Mackenzie Davis in this role, she was great in AMC's Halt and Catch Fire, is not that she's a girl, it's that she looks like a 14-year-old boy. If Dark Fate's Lady Terminator had a woman's body instead of a Cub Scout's body, I'd be much more excited about this whole thing. If Dark Fate's Lady Terminator looked more like Charlize Theron and less like Crispin Glover, I'd be the first in line. Hey, don't get mad, and don't you dare question my sexual preferences. I was born this way. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.